Rubber game of the series between the Blue Jays and Rays. Alex Cobb on the hill for Tampa Bay. Joe Biagini getting the start for Toronto. We pick it up in the second. Biagini looking good facing Steven Souza Jr.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike three. A big looping breaking pitch right there by Biagini. And there's 2 outs, and he has retired the first 5 batters that he has faced. The 2-2 pitch, and that is strike three called. And that will retire the side. So the Rays have gone 3 up, 3 down in each of the first 2 innings against Joe Biagini. We told you this bullpen day was not going to be easy. Now the pitch from Cobb. Here's a swing and a line drive in the left field, and Rasmus had to try to play it on a hop, and then it ate him up. He kicks it. It gets away from him. He tracks it down. Pilar comes in and scores on the RBI single by Russell Martin, and we're tied at one.
See what he gets on the ball and 2 strikes. A pair of 30 pitches into his out. Trying to complete his second frame. Kiermaier waits. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball struck him out. Took something off at the top of the zone, and Kiermaier fans. 4 strikeouts in 2 innings for Ryan Tepera. And the Rays leave the go-ahead run. It's not like he's had his great changeup. Uh-oh, there's a high, deep drive to left. Rasmus turns and looks, and it's Darwin Barney with a solo homer, giving the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead in the eighth.
And Osuna ready to go, the pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and for the first time in over a decade, the Toronto Blue Jays have won back-to-back series here at Tropicana Field as they take 2 out of 3 in winning the rubber game of this 3-game set by a score of 2-1.
The Blue Jays take 2 of 3 from the Rays, winning at 2-1. Joe Biagini, 4 innings, 1 unearned run in his spot start, capped by Roberto Osuna getting the save. The Rays drop 2 of 3 to Toronto. Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash spoke afterwards.
Alex Cobb was just phenomenal. I mean, commanding the baseball. The fastball was outstanding. The curveball was outstanding. Threw some good changeups. Just an awesome performance on his part. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get any run support there. I mean, their guys did a nice job piecing together, and Biagini came out, kind of set the tone. Luke came in, get some big outs. Tepera comes in. You know, you guys all watched it. There were a bunch of quality pitches thrown for both teams today. They had a bunch of guys. We had one guy. But sometimes that's the way it goes. I mean, the offense obviously was a little quiet.
Like you said, Alex was outstanding today. Pitched, had just over 10 pitches in the inning. What did you see that was working best for him that allowed him to be so efficient?
It looked like he kind of committed to the curveball early on. And just had a real good feel for it. I mean, he was throwing it in the zone early for strikes, and then out of the zone once he got some chase. But the fastball curveball combination of just attacking the strike zone was, I mean, that's how you draw it up. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but that's ideally what you want all your pitchers to do, is just continue to stay in the zone and attack, attack, attack.
In what ways is this just a huge step forward for Alex?
Well, I mean, it's a step forward. I mean, he the last 2 games he should be feeling really good about himself. I'm sure he's frustrated with the loss, as we all are, but from a personal performance, you know, he's got to be feeling pretty good and getting comfortable with the usage of his curveball.
8th inning, the fastball to Barney. How did you perceive it?
I thought it was a pretty well located pitch. I think he threw the ball close to where he wanted to go. You know, maybe he had just seen enough of them to be ready for it and kind of get out in front and cheat on one. I'm not really sure. It's just, you know, we probably shouldn't be talking about that pitch too much, simply if we're able to get some runs across the board.
Going forward, I mean, obviously a little bit bittersweet that he won today, or didn't win today, but probably had his best performance since Tommy John. Going forward, I mean, it probably lets you look forward and then kind of be optimistic about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's as close to what I think we've all talked about. I haven't personally seen it, but, like, just the way he goes about the efficiency, and, I mean, you know, guys in the dugout were saying, you know, this was kind of a typical start when Alex before he got injured. Like, just very efficient with his pitches, could get you deep in ball games, and, look, that's what he's done the last 2 days, two starts.
Bullpen day, can it be kind of tough to hit when you're seeing?
No doubt. I mean, there's something to it. There's, I mean, we can pick it apart as much as you want. Those guys threw the ball well, but you know, we know how difficult that is and how challenging it is to just not get in a routine or rhythm of seeing a pitcher. I mean, you saw two polar opposites today with a guy that was buzzing through a lineup by himself, and then you saw a combination of three, four guys that buzzed through another lineup. But there's definitely something there to that.
Because you guys have had success doing it.
Sure.
And using it on your side.
Fourth straight start, Kevin, that the starters have gone into the seventh inning. How about the rotation as a whole?
They've done a good job. I mean, you look at where Matt Andrees kind of started it off, our middle game in Toronto. We ended up losing that game, but from that on, I mean, our starters have really, really picked it up and provided a little bit of rest for the bullpen. And, you know, that's nice. We're going to go into a four-game series. We don't have a ton of off days, but we got a four-game series where we're going to need some guys fresh, and they all should be fresh going into tomorrow.
Up next, the Rays host the Royals on Monday with Blake Snell on the hill.